San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you live from KFMB, almost live from KFMB studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. If you search on iTunes for It's Your Money in Your Life, you can get all the podcasts there. You can get them all commercial free on iymoney.com. We stream live on 760kfmb.com. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's an accomplished marathon runner. He's a best-selling author, and he's a family office expert advising several high net worth families and a philanthropist. And if I left anything out, Richard Muzio, good evening. Tell me all about it.
Haven't left anything out. Hey, I was just checking my email before the show, and I just got an email from Dwight Freeney, who has nothing to do next Sunday, unfortunately. But he's got a really cool charity called AfterSchoolAllStars.org. Check that out, AfterSchoolAllStars.org. Dwight Freeney, who plays for the Chargers.
There you go.
But anyway, so speaking of Happy New Year, everybody.
So how was that run last week, by the way?
Well, it was fun. No, so here's the story. My lovely wife, Mary, did her first half marathon ever last year in 2013, and she ran 2 hours and 10 minutes, so she wanted to do another one. So on Sunday, we ran the San Diego Holiday Half.
And Holiday Bowl, huh?
No, the Holiday Bowl 5K was on Friday.
Oh.
But the half marathon was on Sunday. So she wanted to break her record of 2 hours and 10 minutes. So she told me that I was her pacer. So I got to do it too. So I brought her in 2 hours and 8 minutes. So
wow.
We took 2 minutes off.
Fantastic.
Now she wants to get under the 2 hour, the 2 hour time frame.
Well, I'm sure you
which
will.
I think we're going to try at Huntington Beach on Super Bowl Sunday because Kathy Kinane runs that event. It's a really fast course.
What's your best half marathon, by the way?
1 hour and 40 minutes.
Oh my
gosh.
That's
a 7:40 pace.
That's great.
It wasn't that long ago either.
I do have to shed some holiday poundage, so
I took a cab though from miles 7 to 10 on that one.
Anyway, well, the New Year's going great. I know the weather has been a little bit cold, but hey, we need a little winter weather here. We need rain, and so I'm glad that we got some moisture. So there you have it.
It's Happy New Year, everybody.
The Pope is getting all up about it about climate change. So my little brother and I, you know, my little brother is not a climate change advocate, and I am. And now that, but he goes to church a lot, so now he's really, his head's going to blow up, I think.
Anyway,
hey, tonight we got a great guest. Something really great happened over the holidays. This company, the real estate company, we'll get into it, but all the details in a second. But they got together collectively and they selected a service member, military service member, and they renovated their home. So we'll tell you all about that great story. It's a company called REIG Construction, and we have in studio with us one of the principals, Patrick Clark, a former Marine. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, James.
Our pleasure. So, well, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the your enterprise. Born and raised where, and your trail into the military and your professional life. Maybe tell us all about that.
Absolutely. No, I grew up in Minnesota in the Midwest, and had enough of the cold after living there. So as soon as
so this storm was nothing for you.
this is summer weather. For you.
I'm desensitized to it, so a little bit. But I've been here for 15 years, so this is home now.
Mm-hmm.
But so I grew up there. Couldn't wait to get out of there. Joined the Marine Corps right after high school, and went a couple of different places and got stationed in San Diego.
Don't skip the important step of USD now, because Richard's an alumnus also.
Well, so that was after the Marine Corps.
Oh, well, okay.
So it was. I needed to go do a little bit of shaping up after high school before college. So that was a good progression for me. But went to the Marine Corps, got stationed out in San Diego. Was in from 2000 to 2005, and then when I got done with the Marine Corps, that's when I finished up college at USD.
I think that might be a great way to do it, because a lot of kids have no clue what they want to do after high school, and what better way to get some discipline and avoid getting in trouble, getting into the service, right?
Definitely. I mean, it was a different element, because I was you know, 4 years older than a lot of the people there, and mm-hmm. not really connected to a lot of the frats and everything.
He still looks like a college kid to me. I don't know.
So, yeah, it was definitely the way to go for me. I got to grow up and come more geared to be focused in school, and came with an agenda. And from there, started interning for a company that was an asset management company managing a portfolio of properties.
But at USD, majored in what?
In business and okay. real estate.
There you go. They got a great department over there.
Almost all of our guests either went to USD or UCSD. We occasionally make an exception for an Ivy Leaguer.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
But they've got a great real estate program at USD, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. John Moores or somebody.
Yeah, Burnham Moore.
Okay.
Burnham Moore.
Yeah. One of the top real estate schools in the country. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a good place to plug into San Diego and mm-hmm. kind of, you know, get connected with the base out here. And then from there, kind of launched into the real estate world for a career as well. Mm-hmm. And started working. I did finance when I was in the Marine Corps. So this company that I got a job with out of college, I was doing accounting department. And then when I was done with school, they moved me over on the asset team, and I worked my way up to an asset manager. And that was managing a portfolio of 200 to 300 properties at a time for JP Morgan Chase, right in the height of the glut of foreclosures in 2007, 2008.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you came into the business around 7 or 8.
Yep.
Boy, that's great timing.
Exactly. So within a 5-year period, I sold over 1,000 properties in 24 wow. states, and really got my feet wet just learning the whole transaction process, from taking a property back through foreclosure, going through the eviction, getting the property ready for market, hiring the agents, the whole title and escrow, and getting the property closed for the bank. And then just, you know, growing up, or, you know, kind of, I went to the Marine Corps to pay for college, so mm-hmm. there wasn't a lot of backing in a sense of, you know, I knew that I wanted to do something in business throughout the Marine Corps, and just, you know, kind of some of those different stories of growing up, and then the Marine Corps of doing little businesses, you know, buying and selling cars when I was in the Marine Corps. So I always had that niche.
Now, the Marine Corps had a Marine Corps finance school. Whoever even knew that?
Yeah.
How'd you find out about that when you got in there, just asking around?
What I tested. They said, hey, your scores are high enough, you're going to this job. And so I really didn't have a choice.
So we kind of got lucky.
So it's like you're good with numbers, but you have no people skills. I'm just teasing. <yeah.
laughs> I'm working on the people skills.
Okay, good. I'm just checking.
So, no, it was. So it was a good transition, you know, learned a lot as an asset manager selling these properties. However, had a young family, had a wife who was staying at home with the kid, a business or future business partner sat across from me, and we were always naturally competitors and had a good month-to-month goals. We'd compete on who sold the most and managed their portfolio better. And that prompted us to say, hey, let's go out and try to buy some of these rundown houses ourselves. Started going to investor clubs in San Diego, the different investor groups, and just put ourselves around the people who are doing what we wanted to do. And so we tried for about 8 months, and this was in 2011. We tried for about eight months from January to August, putting offers out on deals before we finally got something accepted. And then we got our first deal accepted in August of 2011. We didn't have the funds to purchase the whole home, so we did what was called a wholesale. We got it under contract. We put in the earnest money. Both my partner and I, we each put in $2,500, got the deal locked up, brought it to an investor who then closed on it and paid us a fee. And since then, we started with $5,000 in 2011. Now we've raised over $40 million and bought over 100
wow.
homes
in
a 3.5-year period.
So your CEO and owner, the other, and a USD grad, the other owner is your VP of residential investments, Brian Daly, right?
Correct.
San Diego State
alum.
So how did that happen?
Competition's one of my highest strengths, so it fit well, and we just had that natural competition. Uh-huh. And when I was at USD, we actually beat the San Diego State basketball team that year.
Really?
That's the last time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That was Brandon John. I shouldn't mention his name because yeah. he's the guy who did the fix, but
yep.
he was a freshman.
Well, he didn't fix that
one. The game
one.
Was at the Jenny Craig, and I was there.
Yep.
No, they came in within the point spread, but anyway, so we don't know. So but Pat, that's the last time we beat San Diego State.
But yep. I'm just curious, how did you and Brian ever cross paths?
It was really we sat across from each other, and we both had coffee dates, we called it. But we just, hey, you want to go on a coffee walk? We go and walk and get coffee and talk about how we're going to find properties.
So when you worked at J.P. Morgan?
Yeah, well, it was actually an asset management company, and J.P. Okay. Morgan was one of our clients.
So you were buying single family homes, or was it multi?
Correct. Single family is how we started out. Mm-hmm. And then, so in that process, we both left that full-time position to just work for ourselves in 2012. Mm-hmm. And then in 2013, we pulled the construction element to renovating our properties. What we do is we locate dilapidated, rundown homes. We purchase them, we fix them up, and we sell them. So mm-hmm. we work with investors to place funds on the deals, and we pay out a return on their investment in trust deed investing. And then we have the construction company. We have employees. We have 37 employees total now. Mm-hmm. And so it started from the two of us to 37. We manage all the construction, then we sell the homes on the market.
Mm-hmm. Is the market still pretty strong for that kind of work, or has it slowed down a bit?
It's normalized. So we don't have, last year we had 18% appreciation, and the market was just insane. So I'm actually happy to see a normalized market and see some balance in it. And you know, up until the summer, you'd put a home on the market and you'd have 10 offers on it. Now you put a home on the market and you're competing against the mm-hmm. three other homes on the street. So you do have to put out a good product that separates itself, because they're looking at my product and the other investment companies out there. So the product does matter now. Whereas a year ago, a lot of people were cutting corners and just doing what they do to get the home back on the market. That's one of the elements that we did differently with taking and owning that construction element of it. A lot of flipper companies out there, I don't like the term flipping, because I think I look at it as derogatory, because there's a lot of negative mm-hmm. Flippers out there who kind of really hide behind, well, oh, you know, I didn't do the work, the contractor did the work, here's their number, go call them if they have an issue. Where mm-hmm. we really stand behind and view ourselves as the same liability as a builder would on these homes. We're doing that type of inspection and due diligence on the home that we should identify the issues, and we correct the issues mm-hmm. when we see them, to really hand on a good product to the client.
And your company's based in San Marcos, San REIGAM, if folks want to get online and look at the properties you have, right? Yep. So anyway, I see we have to take a short break, Patrick. So stay with us, folks. We'll be back with the CEO of REIG right after this. Hang on. All right. Green Acres. I get it.
You know, I know the lyrics to that song, but I'm not going to sing them.
Oh, my God, that's scary. Anyway, we're back with the CEO of REIG Renovations, Patrick Clark. These guys invest in homes and renovate them and put them on the market and stand by all of their product. And how many, I see on your website, you got some really nice properties. They're all over the county pretty much, huh?
Absolutely.
From El Cajon, Oceanside, down to Ocean Beach. Mm-hmm. And that one looks really cool. So anybody can go on your website and check those out. And if they'd like to take a tour or get interested, they can get a hold of your company, right?
Absolutely.
At REIGAM.com is the best one?
Yep.
Okay, terrific. So how many total homes right now do you have, are you working on or have completed? Or on the market?
So we have 12 that we own that are under construction. We have another 8 that are on the market. So we own about 20 in our portfolio right now.
Outstanding. Outstanding. So I guess...
So we should mention that we have another guest in studio.
Yes.
We probably won't hear from him until after the break. But that's Barry Barton.
Yeah. So do you got? Well, he's in the Navy. Now, who came up with the idea to have your company donate a renovated home, or to renovate a home for a service member? How did that all come about?
Yeah. So that was we have an idea box where our employees can put anything from, we want this type of lunch meat in the freezer, to we should donate a home renovation. So it stemmed from an employee, was in the idea box, and it was just we should donate a home renovation to a military or veteran family.
Hmm.
And they're like, you know what,
that's for the holidays.
That's a good idea. So we it fit within our core culture, which is really giving back, and our company, you know, be it, you know, revitalizing communities, that's what the R and REIG stands for. It really, you know, you buy a home that's been vacant for 3 years, you fix it up, you increase the values, we're revitalizing communities.
Mm-hmm.
We've also put a large emphasis on our employees and our culture in our company, and really embracing a culture of change, and that's what REIG has become, is an idea of a business to now it's our medium for change in the world. It's a vehicle by which we can have impact on our employees, on the community, on other people. So this idea from an employee really fit the bill in that regard. And then from there, we kind of, you know, we launched a website to get out awareness. It's REIG Operation Renovation.com. And started to get the word out in the summer that we do want to select a veteran and military family to apply or nominate. And so we kind of went through the whole summer.
Based on according to need and hardship and all that.
Correct.
Right? And
correct. So we went through the application process. We ended up having 60 families apply. And then we were able to choose one family. And so that's, you know, Mr. Barry Barton, who is in the Navy. We selected his family, and he has a wife and three boys.
I know he's got a tough story. He described all that, and it's in his application. But when you hear this, folks, it's easy to see why you chose. No one else came close, right?
There were some close ones. I mean, their story is very compelling, and really the opportunity to get behind one of the diseases that their son has in CMV was something that resonated with us. That we'd like to, you know, we could do more than just touch this one family's lives if we can bring more awareness to this disease for what they deal with on their side.
You're going to start the renovation here in around mid-January?
Correct. Yep. January 10th is when we're starting it. We were slated to do it before Thanksgiving. It was going to be the Thanksgiving house, but then one of their sons ended up having surgery, open heart surgery, the beginning of December, so we pushed it back. And we're going to do that first project in January, and we want to do more. We're a young company. We're doing this very new into our business being around, so our capabilities are limited, and that's what we've had some very good sponsors who have stepped up and joined in it. You know, Home Depot Foundation is a big one that's really making this possible for it. But we want to take this story and not only build awareness for CMV, but also for doing future projects next year. We'd like to do four of them in 2015.
And maybe inspire some other folks to do the same. I think some of this does go on here and there, but to have a local company doing this is terrific. So,
And you picked him even though he's a Navy guy.
The Navy takes care of the Marines every day. They take us around the world, so we gotta. If I can repay the thanks.
Well, now how'd you come up with the acronym REIG? Because I know it says revitalizing communities, elevating expectations, integrity first, and gratitude always. I mean,
REIG.
If my boss is telling me that every day, I mean, that's a good place to work, I think, you know.
Yeah, it was a way that we could wrap up our core values in our name and who we are, and it's become the center of what we do as well. So
I never forget. It was like my first week in a company working up in Carlsbad a few years ago, and the boss paged me to and he said, "Joe, will you please call me on my extension? Thank you," and he hung, you know, on the intercom for. And I, first time I ever heard a boss say please and thank you, I almost fell off my chair. So,
so Patrick, can you tell us briefly about the extent and the nature of the renovation you're going to be doing for the Barton family?
Absolutely. So their son who has CMV, he's in a wheelchair. So we're going to do some modifications to the home to make it more accessible for their son. So we're going to put in new flooring, new kitchen, cabinets, appliances, and countertops. We're going to renovate the bathroom. MSE Landscaping has stepped up in a big way to really come and put a nice oasis in the backyard for them. They're going to do kind of some organic gardening for them and some area for the wife and the kids to hang out. And it's going to be a whole home makeover.
Great.
But how long is it going to take?
It should be about 12 to 14 days.
Wow.
You could do one that fast?
Yeah.
We'll
get in and out of there. That's what we do for our business. Time is money. You know that the longer we're holding on to these properties.
And I see from your website, you got quite a few employees. We're about 30 people or so.
Yeah, we have 37. So it's been, going from especially what you said. I mean, going from the Marine Corps background where your employees or your troops that you have are what's assigned to you. You don't have a choice over the people or the people you work with. You know, it's a whole different element when you know, it's more than, you know, just a tyrant to get results. You know, that doesn't work on, you know, for productive companies. So we've really put an emphasis in our family culture and environment. And
that's great. That is really great. So they all work. They're all going to work on this renovation, even if they might be an accountant and not have construct. But they're all going to pitch in and do something.
Absolutely, we're gonna have some volunteer days. So if you guys want to come out, you're more than welcome. But yeah, we have on some of the bigger demo days, painting days. We're gonna have opportunities for volunteers to
isn't
come
that great.
Come and grab a brush and get involved.
I know how to paint, but don't tell anybody that.
Well, it's going to be a great day when you invite the family back to see the home. You're all going to be there, I'm sure, most of you. And
so you're housing him on the base while he's out of pocket,
I think that's what's going on, right?
Yeah, so we're putting them up in a lodging on Coronado.
Okay.
So they're going to have about the whole time that we're going to be working on the home, they're going to be in temporary lodging.
Well, make sure you have some cameras or video there when they come and see that home, because that's going to be a real thrill,
I think.
For,
we want to put the video up on our website too.
Yeah, and we'll
be
bring
fun to see that.
And we'll bring our tissues and hankies too, because there'll probably be some wet eyes in the house there. So.
Absolutely.
We're going to hear from Barry after break. How do you see the market in terms of just your fundamental business, the renovation over the next couple, 3 years?
As far as the residential sales, we're positive on it. I think we're ramping up and going to be doing a lot of projects at the beginning of this year to be hitting the market for the summer. So I think, like I said, there's more homes for buyers to choose from. It's a better market for a buyer, and rates are still low. And so I see it staying flatlined and positive and strengthening into next year. Now, we have shifted some of our business model to multifamily. We're focusing a lot on apartment renovations. Right now we're doing a lot for some big clients, and then we're targeting to purchase our own buildings in some out of state. And so future-wise, we're very bullish on multifamily apartment
renovations. What states are you looking at?
We're looking in Tennessee, North Carolina, Texas, Oklahoma. Some places up in the Northwest as well.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wanted to just get their home renovated, didn't want to sell it, but I see from your website, you guys do great work. Are you guys in the market for that too, or is that not part of your core business?
No, it is, and we did a lot of client projects this year. Mm-hmm. However, we've tailored more towards focusing on the apartment renovations, construction management. Mm-hmm. We're doing about 2,500 units in San Diego next year for a company. Mm-hmm. So we will take a look. We do deal with client referrals. Oftentimes, we'll refer them out to some trusted partners if it's not a deal that fits our model.
Mm-hmm.
But we do client jobs as well.
That's great. That is really great. So, market, you think it's turning around now? Looking good?
Well, it's definitely turned around. It's a matter of where does it go from here? Mm-hmm. And does it stay the same? Does it go up or does it go down? I think that the scare is the potential for it to go down depending on what interest rates do.
Yeah, the big issue, I think, is interest rates. Yeah. How long are they going to stay as low as they're staying?
Yep.
But the Home Depots are picking up with business. I know a few years ago they didn't have much, and now people are investing more in their properties, though.
Definitely. I mean, the construction industry is, a year and a half ago, I could replumb a whole house for $4,500. I don't have a sub will touch it for $8,000 now.
Huh.
I mean, it's cost have doubled for construction. It's really boomed, and it's hard to get work done. Right now, guys are just slamming busy in the construction industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, your neighborhood, San Marcos, is real busy with mm-hmm. all kinds of different development.
Oh, yeah.
Residential, commercial. I mean, the beat goes on.
Yeah, it's interesting to, like you mentioned, I was in school, getting out of the Marine Corps, getting out of school during 2005, 2007 to observe and just really to watch what building did during that time frame, just stop on a halt to now it's roaring again. And I do have my pulse on some of the other markets where winter has more of an effect on the industry, and so it has slowed down a little bit, but it's looking to stay strong and go strong in the next year too.
Yeah, I used to joke that I quit getting flat tires because in 5, 6, 7 you drive around, you get flat tires, some nails and stuff that, mm-hmm. and then for about 3-4 years I didn't get any flat tires because nobody was doing any construction.
Nice. Yeah.
Anyway, let's give the website, reigam.com. They're up there in San Marcos, folks. Right.
We're going to come back with Barry Barton and his story.
You got that right. So, but thank you for being our guest, Patrick.
Absolutely.
And,
thanks for having me on.
Happy New Year to you. And we'll have Barry up next to tell his part of the story. So, all right. Hang on. We are back with the second half of the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life. Over to the Richard to thank our sponsors.
Big thank you to our sponsors, UBS, Mr. Michael Caronta and Drew Freitas. Couldn't do it without you gentlemen. Brenda Geiger and the law offices of Brenda Geiger, specializing in estate planning and asset protection planning. Great time to do some estate planning at the start of the year. Make sure your family's covered. Jason Kruger, CPA and Signature Analytics, the best CFO company here in San Diego. Speaking of CPAs, our favorite CPAs, Polito Epic CPAs, now in San Marcos, California, at their brand spanking new office over by the courthouse in San Marcos. Joel Grushkin with Cost Segregation Initiatives, helping real estate owners improve their cash flow. Carl Sheeler with Berkeley Research Group, best business valuation firm on the planet, helping business owners improve the values of their businesses by reducing the risks inherent in those businesses. And we've got some really cool new sponsors since we hit the start of the year. They are as follows. Hub Insurance, formerly Mars Maddox in Carlsbad, Mr. Neil Staley. We're going to be talking about Obamacare coming up here pretty soon. But they're a brand new sponsor. Hub just acquired a bunch of new companies to put under their umbrella. Now they're the third largest insurance company on the planet. Well, actually in the United States. So thanks to them. And then one of our past guests, Mr. Paul Hines, www.endfinancialabuse.org. That's Paul's charity that helps prevent financial abuse perpetrated against elders. So again, endfinancialabuse.org. And last but not least, another website, servantleadershipinstitute.com. Servant Leadership Institute, Mr. Art Barter, also a prior guest, has their fifth annual national conference coming up here on March 9th and 10th at the lovely Coronado Marriott. We're appearing on the same stage for the first time ever together. You can listen to Ken Blanchard, Stephen M.R. Covey, and John Maxwell all at the same time on the same stage, again, March 9th and 10th, SuperLeadershipInstitute.com. And Joe, how can our listeners find out about our ever-expanding group of amazing sponsors?
Well, all I have to do is get on the website, iymoney.com, get your cursor over to the sponsor tab, and there's a drop-down menu there, and they can find any or all of them and all of their information, their cell phones, I mean their cell phone, maybe that, I don't know, their phones.
Yeah, there's a couple of cell phones, phones up there.
Phones, emails, all their professional histories, etc., and I know they've all been working with you for many, many years with great success, correct?
That's absolutely true.
Absolutely. Great, great, great. Well, speaking of great success, we have in studio the recipient of the winner of the Operation Renovation Project put on by REG Renovations, and he is Petty First Class Officer Barry Barton, and he's also had a rank of IS-1. Is that correct, Barry?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Welcome to the show. So glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
You're up from Coronado, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's where he serves. But
he's our first guest who's called us sir.
Yeah.
In 3 years.
Stationed at HSC-4.
Okay.
The Legendary Black Knights.
Okay.
I think that's great. Yeah. Anyway, there were about 60 applicants for this award of a home renovation. And how'd you find out about it? And then we'll get into your story.
All right, so I found out about it because my wife was on Facebook, just scrolling down, reading her feeds, and she ended up finding a link for REIG from KUSI.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent me an email to apply, and I decided to apply, and we ended up becoming the recipient, not thinking that we were going to win the whole thing, but we ended up winning, and thank God that we did.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, you have a pretty incredible story. So born and raised where? And then maybe get a little bit of your history, and then we'll get into the actual application and what they did for you.
All right, so I was born and raised in Stockton, California, in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
I joined the Navy in 2002, did some great deployments. I'm still active duty. I do plan on retiring. So my son, my first son was born normal. He's 9 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
He loves football. My second son.
And that's Christopher,
was,
right?
Yeah, Christopher Barton.
Mm-hmm.
He was born with a virus called CMV. CMV is a virus that is pretty common. It is one of the leading cause of disabilities for children.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it multiple ways. Some it affects people differently. One in 150 children do get it when they are born. And so he was permanently disabled. He's legally blind. He's deaf. He has microcephaly, which means a small head. He has GI issues,
mm-hmm.
some developmental delays. And then my third son, Ethan, we found out on his 3-year-old checkup that he had a heart defect, which was a ASV. We just had surgery last week, and it was an open heart surgery, bypassed the full blown scale, and now he's fully active, which is like only a week after he had the surgery. So it's great to see that he's pretty much back to normal.
Kids can rebound rather quickly. I've seen it time and time again. Heck, their bones, when they break, they heal. They heal up in a matter of a few weeks, right? Sometimes. So,
is there a charity that basically tells the story of CMV and how maybe somebody who has to deal with it can maybe get some support?
Yes, sir. So I would recommend people to go to stopcmv.org. Or .com. They're the leading cause in trying to take it to the White House. Currently, when my son was born, they were just kind of, they were there, but they weren't just now being nationally known.
Mm-hmm.
So on the web, there wasn't any information about CMV. We looked it up. Luckily, we met a person when my son was 9 months working at a hospital. Her daughter had CMV. So we were able to discuss some stuff with her. And we quickly plugged in to a support group.
And you said one out of 150 children have this? That's rather prevalent, wouldn't you say? I mean, it's... Now, the formal name is cytomegalovirus. Is that what you call it?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Have you heard of it, Richard? I had
Yeah,
not.
I'd heard of it.
I'd
heard of it.
I was not aware.
I can't pronounce it, but I'd heard of it.
Cytomegalovirus, CMV. So you're working with some congressmen now and trying to get some more attention paid to this, huh?
Yes, Stop CMV is. The Janelle Greenlee is the head of the company, and she does a lot of campaigning in the White House and does a lot of state work. She has two twin daughters that were born with CMV,
mm-hmm.
and one of her children actually just recently died from CMV.
Now, you said your wife contracted the virus when you were in New Orleans, right? Anyway, how is it transmitted? Do we know?
By bodily fluids. So if you have a young child and you end up kissing
or sneeze or anything, huh?
Kissing your son or sharing a drink with their baby,
mm-hmm.
or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then you can get the virus or contract the virus.
So your lovely wife Cheryl's a stay-at-home mom?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
She's awesome. She does a lot of the work by herself, and I couldn't do anything without
her. So you work hard, but she's working harder than you,
right.
even.
Well, we have to, unfortunately, take a break. Pardon me for this, but we have to take a little break right now. We'll pause. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money and Your Life and Barry Barton right after this. Hang on.
AM 760 KFMB.
All right, we are back in the home stretch of It's Your Money and Your Life with the award-winning show and with IS1 Barton from Coronado in the Navy. He's got a career going on in the Navy, and he and his wife, father and mother of three, and they applied to REIG Renovations to get their home renovated because they took on a project where they were going to renovate the home of a military personnel. I was active duty or veteran. I guess, was it active duty or what was it? Was it
active duty, sir.
Okay. So active duty. Anyway, you sent in your application, and you did note that, you know, the hardship with the children and all. And what else do you think got their attention here? Let's see. So anyway, you got the good news. Did they phone you up? How'd that work?
So when we got the big news, Patrick and Brian, the owners of REIG, drove down from San Marcos and kind of waited my parking lot for a little bit.
At your home, at your home in Spring Valley?
Yes,
sir. They drove from San Marcos to Spring. How about that?
And then, so we were like, so Patrick's out there and
they're the two owners of the company.
Yes,
huh?
sir. And they were out there for a while, and we were like, so what's going on?
Who are
and
these
then,
people?
And then they came
the cops.
In. They came in and told us. We knew that they were coming, so we really know that they were going to tell us that we lost, and we hope to do something later, or we actually won the first ever RAG Operation Renovation.
Huh. Oh, this is the first one. I did not know that. Huh. Interesting. So
you've got a condo or a house in Spring Valley?
We have a house in Spring Valley.
Okay, neat. Yeah, I grew up in the East County, so I know Spring Valley very well.
So what these guys do? They walked the property, and they looked around, and they kind of had their clipboards or what? And they said, we're going to do X, Y, and Z?
Let's back up a little. How old, before the renovation, like what year was your house built, or how old was it, or what condition was it in?
I believe the house was built in 1960.
Okay.
The condition of the house is good. It could be better, but we applied for the renovation to make certain modifications to the home for my son Christopher so that his life is a little bit more comfortable while being disabled, I guess.
So what did they go ahead and do?
So
did you guys have to move out, by the way, or what did they put you up in a hotel or something? Or
the renovation is going to begin in January, around January 10th.
Okay.
So what they're going to do is they're going to do landscaping. They're going to take up all the carpet and replace it with laminate flooring. They're going to make a modification to one of our bathrooms so we can have access to a wheelchair. Because my son's like 40 pounds dead weight, wet, and so he's kind of slippery. And then they're gonna put an AC so that my son doesn't get too hot, and put in a heater so my son stays nice and comfortable in a nice, normal environment. And they're gonna do a patio awning so that we can take my son outside because he really doesn't like sunlight and getting too hot. It makes him gag and kind of throw up a little bit. But he's doing pretty good. He's a good kid.
So are you going to be in the home while this is all going on? Or?
Oh, no, sir. They're going to move us out to the Navy Lodge in Coronado, and we're going to be put up there for about 2 weeks while they do the renovations.
Wow.
And then we're offered to go in there and help them out if we want to or whatnot. So
14 days. Wow. I hope they do like one of these time-lapse photography things and show the whole thing in progress, because that's pretty
cool. If
you do,
we'll put it up on the website.
Yeah, that'd be
a fun thing to watch.
You ought to suggest that to them. So, yeah. But I guess what everybody, their company pitches in, is that how it works? All their employees help out on this? Or?
One of the big sponsors is going to be Home Depot and Sid's Carpet Barn. Home Depot's donating a pretty substantial amount of money for the renovation, and then their RIG does home renovations themselves. So they're going to be, some employees are going to be working, and their contractors that they work with will be helping out and doing free labor and stuff like that through the whole thing. So it's very, very
that is great. Blessed.
It's a great blessing.
That is great. So
so they think they'll actually have it done in 2 weeks?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
But we'll see. We'll see what they uncover when they take off down all the walls.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what you're going to find when you do a renovation.
Well, that'll be great. That'll be great. A great thing. So, then Christmas came a little early this year, right?
Yes, sir.
What day did they show up, actually? What was...
Showed up to let us know the big news on October 9th, which is 2 days before my wife's birthday. So it's a nice little birthday present to her. And it really boosted up our family's spirit because, like, after hearing that your third son has heart problems too, along with the CMV, it really did great things for us.
That's great. So the neighborhood of Spring Valley, they're probably abuzz with all this news, right? The neighbors and the church and everybody is excited.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if they know or if they really care, but we'll see. We'll find out.
Well, there's been some press so far, hasn't there? I mean,
yes, sir.
You've been in the paper? You've been on...
because I saw something in the paper, but I didn't know that he was coming in to be a guest. I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So, anyway, let's see. So
how long have you been in the service? I'm curious.
So I've been in the Navy for 12 years.
Okay.
Every single time when it came to an enlistment, I thought I was going to get out and join the Coast Guard.
Okay.
Just because they're more Homeland Security, more law enforcement and stuff. But then those plans really never panned out. So I decided to join the Navy, and I serve because of great people who support the military for the most part.
Yeah, we recently had on this show a Rear Admiral who's now Executive Director of the Center for Sustainable Energy, Len Hearing. So you may want to meet him at some point in
time. We had a Brigadier General retired from the Marine Corps on, General Brahms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Patrick's been in the Marines. You know, we've talked to him about that. And we've got Nathan Fletcher on, who's served.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's been in the Marines. So,
how long are you planning to stay in the Navy?
I plan on retiring from the Navy, do my 20 years, and then get out and hopefully do something that I want to do. I'm into coaching football and coaching kids and being involved with youth sports.
Mm-hmm.
But it is pretty surprising because you didn't mention that Patrick was in the Marines. It's pretty cool that a Marine guy helped out a Navy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crossed that little feud. That
doesn't happen all that often, does it?
No, sir. Yes, sir. Especially in the galley. Especially when it's time to eat.
That's right.
Now, you're in intel. Are you at liberty to say anything about what you do, or we can't reveal any of that as far as what your job requires?
Intel is pretty good stuff. We monitor a lot of stuff. A lot of it's indications of warning, PowerPoints, making sure that we present the information to our commander so that he can make the right decision.
So you're monitoring things globally, or
pretty much globally.
Wow.
It all depends on where you're stationed at and what the command's mission is.
Mm-hmm. They can never tell you about their mission, so. Anyways, it's just been a real honor to have you on, and I'm so glad this has worked out for you and your family, and I'm sure there'll be many more recipients to come, but, you know, you're the first one, so that's...
Yeah, there can really only ever be one first one. Did you know that?
Yeah.
The next one will just be the second.
Yeah. So we got to wrap it up right there, though.
Barry,
so,
really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Congratulations, Patrick Clark. Barry, thank you, and congratulations to you. Richard, always a pleasure seeing you. Happy New Year, everybody. And
hey, it's 2015.
It is. Erica McCava, thanking us for making us sound great. Thanks to Craig Blanke, our con executive, and to Dave Sniff, our programming genius. You have a great New Year, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Good night now.